Welcome to the deep dive. Have you ever, started filling out an online form and just given up halfway through? Maybe it was too long, confusing, or just painful.
Oh, definitely. Or maybe you've been on the other side trying to build one yourself and just got lost in all the tech talk and complexity.
Exactly. Well, today we're diving deep into Hayform. It's this fantastic open source tool that's really changing the game for gathering information, getting feedback, even running quizzes online.
Yeah, it's quite impressive stuff.
Our mission today is simple. Show you how Hayform makes creating these really smart, engaging forms surprisingly easy, even if you've never touched code in your life.
Right. We want to unpack how it can genuinely streamline your digital interactions, your workflows, and turn those forms people usually dread into, something actually useful. Data gold mines, maybe.
Huh. Yeah, maybe. But first, a quick word from our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer is dedicated to hosting software just like Hayform. We're all about supporting you on your digital transformation journey, helping you get the tech you need.
Mm-hmm. Getting things set up online.
You can find out more about how they can help at www.safeserver.de. Check them out.
Okay, so with that clear mission, let's kick things off. What exactly is Hayform? What makes it stand out?
Well, at its heart, Hayform is an open source form builder. Mm-hmm. Now, open source can sound a bit technical, but don't worry. Think of it like a community recipe book. The recipe itself, the code is out there for everyone to see.
Okay, so anyone can look at how it's made.
Exactly. They can see how it's built, suggest improvements, maybe even add their own ingredients, so to speak, contribute to making it better. For Hayform, this means transparency, and you've got this whole global community of developers helping out, making it more secure, making sure it's really built for the people using it.
Built by its users, too, in a way.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So putting it simply, Hayform is software that lets anyone create these engaging conversational forms.
Conversational forms. What does that mean exactly?
It means instead of seeing a long list of questions all at once, the form presents things maybe one question at a time, more like a chat. It feels less overwhelming. Okay, so for things like surveys, questionnaires, quizzes, polls.
Yep, all of those. And the real beauty is, like you said, no coding needed. It's designed with, small and medium businesses in mind. But honestly, it's for anyone who needs to collect data effectively and wants that process to be, pleasant for the user.
What's really fascinating, I think, is how they position themselves making these processes genuinely accessible and engaging.
Totally. It takes something that often feels complex or intimidating, building a form that, works well and looks good and just simplifies it, but without losing the power behind it.
And that conversational idea isn't just about looking nice, is it?
Not at all. It's about how we naturally communicate. Presenting one question at a time, like we're doing now, it really reduces the mental effort for the user.
Makes sense. Less cognitive load, as they say.
Exactly. And studies, or at least anecdotes, suggest this approach can seriously boost completion rates, sometimes double or triple, especially on mobile phones. People feel like they're having a dialogue, not tackling a spreadsheet.
Okay, so that transformation from a chore to something intuitive is key. What tools does Hayform actually give you to make building forms so easy?
Right, let's get into the features. First off, the sheer range of what they call versatile inputs.
Inputs meaning? The types of questions or fields you can add.
Precisely. You've got all the basics, covered text boxes, email fields, phone numbers, that sort of thing. But then it goes further. You can add picture choices, which is great for visual surveys, date pickers for booking appointments or registering for events, even file uploads, think resumes or project documents.
Wow. Okay, so it covers a lot of ground. Simple contact forms right up to complex applications.
Absolutely. It genuinely seems to cover almost any kind of data you might need to collect.
And then there's customization. That's always important. You want it to look like your thing, not just a generic form.
Definitely. Hayform lets you really tailor the look and feel. We're talking fonts, colors, background images, sticking your logo on there, making it match your brand identity seamlessly.
And for those who like to tinker a bit more.
Well, you can even use custom CSS if you want to get really specific and personalize every little detail. It gives you that extra layer of control.
Connecting that to the bigger picture then, that versatility in inputs makes it super practical for almost anything, right?
Yeah, it's not just for a quick contact us. You could build detailed product registration flows, run in-depth market research, even handle internal HR stuff like employee feedback.
And the visual customization, the theming, that feels critical, especially for smaller businesses, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. A generic, clunky form can really undermine your brand's professionalism, you know? It subtly says you don't care about the details. So providing these strong customization options lets even tiny businesses put forward a really polished, cohesive look. It helps build trust and makes you stand out.
It really does leave a better impression. But Hayform isn't just about looking good and having lots of question types. It gets smarter, right?
Exactly. This is where it moves beyond just easy and into intelligent data collection.
Yeah, this is the part I find really interesting, how it doesn't just collect data, but actually responds intelligently to the user. Let's talk about smart logic.
Right. Conditional logic is probably the star feature here. It's a genuine game changer. It means your form can literally change and adapt in real time based on how someone answers.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. Let's say you ask, are you attending the dinner? If they say yes, maybe a new question appears asking about dietary requirements.
But if they say no,
that dietary question just stays hidden. They never even see it. It keeps the form shorter and way more relevant for each individual person.
That makes so much sense, tailoring the experience dynamically.
And it's not just about showing or hiding questions. Hayform also has multiple endings.
Multiple endings, so different outcomes based on answers.
Exactly. You can customize the final thank you message or even redirect users to different web pages depending on their responses. So maybe someone who gives you fantastic feedback gets sent to a page where they can leave a public review.
While someone who flags an issue could be redirected straight to your support portal or a contact form.
Precisely. It ensures every single respondent gets the most relevant follow-up, making the whole thing feel much more personalized.
That's clever. Mm. And what about getting started? Sometimes the hardest part is just that blank page.
Yeah. They've got something called the AI Copilot for faster form creation.
AI helping build forms. How does that work?
It's pretty neat, actually. It isn't just about speed, though it helps with that. It kind of democratizes the design process. You can basically just tell it what you need, like, I need a sign-up form for webinar, collect name, email, company size.
And the AI builds it.
It generates the initial structure, yeah.
Yeah.
It might pre-fill common questions, maybe even suggest some basic conditional logic based on best practices for that type of form.
Wow. So it's like having a designer quickly sketch out the first draft for you, even if you're totally new to this.
Exactly that. It really helps overcome that where do I even start feeling and just speeds up the whole workflow.
That leads to a good point. We're all so easily overwhelmed by long, irrelevant forms these days. How do you actually keep people engaged?
Well, features like that conditional logic and the multiple endings are a huge part of the answer, I think. They create that personalized, efficient path through the form. We know that drastically improves completion rates and keeps users more engaged.
Because it feels like their time is being respected.
Right. It's about getting the right data from the right people, not just spraying questions everywhere. And the AI Copilot just streamlines the creation part, letting you focus more on the why and what of your form, not just the how.
Okay, so you've used these smart features, you've customized it.
Right.
You've built your perfect form. What happens next? How does Hayform handle the data and make sure your effort pays off?
Good question. First, a simple but absolutely crucial point. Hayform, make sure your form works everywhere. Make it work anywhere, as they say.
Meaning responsive design. Mm-hmm. Works on phones, tablets, desktops.
Exactly. All forms are inherently responsive. They just automatically adjust to fit whatever screen size the person is using. And this isn't just a nice extra. It's fundamental today. If your form is a pain to use on a phone, you're losing responses, plain and simple. It boosts accessibility and completion rates massively.
No pinching and zooming required.
None at all. Then there are the powerful integrations. This is huge.
Ah, connecting it to other tools we already use.
Precisely. Hayform isn't designed to be an island. It connects with things like webhooks, analytics platforms, marketing tools, and importantly, those big automation platforms like Zapier and Make.com.
Okay, so paint me a picture. How would that work in practice?
Imagine someone fills out your Hayform to sign up for a newsletter. With integrations set up, their email could automatically land in your MailChimp list. You might get an instant notification in your team's Slack channel, and their details could simultaneously be added to a row in a Google Sheet.
All automatically, without me manually copying and pasting.
All automatically, after the initial setup. Think about connections to HubSpot CRM, taking payments via Stripe directly in the form, embedding forms easily in WordPress. The list goes on.
That sounds like a massive time saver, eliminating all that manual data entry.
It really streamlines your whole workflow. It ensures the data flows where it needs to go to power the other tools you rely on.
And what about understanding the data you collect within Hayform?
They cover that too. Analyze and act on data. It provides insightful analytics straight out of the box. You get key metrics like drop-off rates, seeing where people abandon the form, and overall completion rates. Really helps you pinpoint any problems.
So you can see if a particular question is causing trouble.
Exactly. And of course, you can easily export data to a CSV file. That gives you the freedom to do deeper analysis yourself or import it into other systems. Full control over your information.
That seamless experience across devices, plus the analytics and integrations. It really does sound like more than just a form builder.
It really positions itself as a data collection and workflow automation hub. It's not just about gathering info, it's about making that info accessible and crucially actionable.
That's where the real value is, isn't it? Using the insights to make decisions.
Absolutely. It makes it a seriously powerful tool for gathering feedback, understanding your audience, and just generally making your digital operations run smoother.
Okay, let's circle back to something we mentioned right at the start, that open source aspect. We said the code is public, people can contribute.
Right. It's licensed under something called the AGPL 3.0 license for the tech curious. But the key thing is that transparency. You can always see what's going on under the hood, which builds a lot of trust.
And this openness leads to choices in how you actually use Hayform, right?
Yes. You've got two main paths. The easiest way is their official hosted service. Mm-hmm. You sign up, they handle all the technical stuff, reliability, backup, security updates, maintenance. It's hassle-free.
The plug-and-play option, basically.
Pretty much. But if you're more technically minded or have specific needs, you also have the freedom to self-host it.
Meaning running it on your own server.
Exactly. That gives you ultimate control, maximum customization potential, perfect for people who like to tinker or maybe have strict data residency requirements.
And you also mentioned it's bootstrapped. What does that mean in this context?
That's quite unique, especially in the tech startup world. It means Hayform is funded entirely by its users through subscriptions to the hosted service, presumably. There are no external investors calling the shots.
So they're not beholden to venture capitalists demanding certain features or profit margins.
Exactly. It allows them to grow based on what their users actually need and want, focusing on the product and the community rather than just hitting financial targets set by outsiders. It fosters a really direct relationship.
And that community sounds pretty active.
Very. They've got a Discord server where users can get help, share ideas, and chat. You can report bugs or suggest features directly on their code repository, like GitHub. Last I checked, they had something like 24 or more contributors, which shows there's a real vibrant group of people actively making Hayform better all the time. Mostly written in TypeScript, if anyone's interested in the tech stack.
So bringing it back to the user, why does this open source bootstrapped model matter? It sounds a bit technical, maybe for a beginner.
It might sound technical, but the implications are really user focused. Open source means transparency and flexibility. You're not locked into a black box. The bootstrapped user-funded part, that signals a company whose primary focus is likely to be its users' needs, not just chasing the next funding round.
Because their success depends directly on keeping users happy.
Exactly. This model encourages continuous improvement driven by the community itself. You're investing time or money into a product that's genuinely designed with its users at the forefront.
And it seems people really appreciate that approach. The feedback sounds positive.
Yeah, users seem to love it. We saw comments calling it very easy to understand, praising the elegant and intuitive interface. People highlighted it as a game changer for getting organized, especially if you're working within a budget. Some even directly compare it favorably to big names like Google Forms or JotForm, pointing out its power combined with ease of use.
So wrapping this all up, what's the key takeaway for our listener?
Well, whether you're running a small business, organizing for a nonprofit, teaching a class, or even just need to collect some info for a personal project, Hayform offers this really approachable yet genuinely powerful way to do it.
It lets you create forms that look professional, act smart, and actually engage people.
All without needing to be a coding expert. It saves time, helps you get better answers, better information. It's about putting sophisticated tools into your hands simply.
That really sums it up well. It's empowering.
And maybe it leaves you with a question to think about. Where in your own life or work could a smarter, more adaptive form help you uncover insights you're currently missing? How might getting that specific information actually change your next steps or decisions?
Ooh, that's a fantastic thought to leave everyone with. Really brings home the practical potential. We really hope this deep dive into Hayform has given you a clear, easy starting point for understanding what it can do. And before we sign off, a huge thank you once again to our supporter, SafeServer. Remember, SafeServer is there to help with hosting software like Hayform, supporting your digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely worth checking out if you're thinking of self-hosting or need reliable hosting.
Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.